everyone. Welcome to this tutorial for the Blind Shell Classic Phone. My name is Kim Loftus. I am Director of Product Development with Mystic Access.
Hello, I'm Chris Grabowski, and I'm the founder of the company.
Welcome to the tutorial. We are so pleased to be sharing the features, benefits, and all-around neatness that is the Blind Shell Classic. So let's start by talking a little bit about what it is.
The Blind Shell Classic is a telephone. This is a really, really nice telephone. It has buttons on it, physical buttons, and it looks like a candy bar.
It does remind us very much of those candy bar style phones from the late 90s, 2000s. It's long and thin. As Chris said, the phone actually has buttons on it. So you have an actual keypad. You have a few more buttons to assist you in navigating the phone and in selecting various features of the phone. There is also a screen on the top half of the phone's front face so that if you have some usable vision, you will be able to utilize the screen to assist you in knowing where you are oriented on the phone. The buttons are really nice. You have a tactile mark on the 5, just like you would on a standard touch tone phone. The buttons are nice and raised. As I mentioned a moment ago, they're rubberized, so you can find and press them easily. You know what the other cool thing about this phone is, Chris?
What?
It speaks.
It does speak, and it tells you where things are. And if you are someone with low vision, on the screen, it only shows you what is spoken. So you don't have a menu of 9 items that you have to scroll up and down and possibly strain your eyes. You're going to see the menu item in question.
Now, the one thing to note, just to save anyone from confusion, is this is not a touch screen. This is a standard screen that you look at. You can't actually touch the screen to get anywhere. All you will do is leave fingerprints. So you will actually use the phone's cursor cross, which is also called a nav pad or navigation pad, to move you through the features of the phone. The screen is only a screen.
So the phone currently comes in 2 colors. You can get a red color, and you can get a black color. So you have your choice of colors of the phone.
And we're going to dive more into the orientation aspects of this phone in an upcoming section. First, though, let's talk a little more about why you might want a blind shell phone. Well, as we mentioned earlier, the buttons might be something that appeal to you. If you are someone who isn't quite sure about whether a smartphone with a touch screen will fit well into your current lifestyle, or you just don't want to take the time or don't seem to have the time to learn it, or have been frustrated in learning to use a smartphone in the past, and you're thinking, well, I don't know if that's even something that I want to try and do, then this could certainly be an option for you. If you want a phone to make phone calls and texts, this could be a very fabulous option for you, because obviously you can do both utilizing this phone. You also have the ability to check your email. There's a calculator, a stopwatch. You can watch YouTube videos on the phone. There are a lot of things you can do with it. So it is more than just a basic phone. However, if you want just a basic phone to make phone calls and write texts, you have the ability to do that.
Currently, at the time of this recording, Blind Shell supports the following networks: AT&T or T-Mobile. It does not support Sprint or Verizon. However, if you have another carrier that uses the AT&T or T-Mobile networks, then that should work for you. For example, something like a Straight Talk would work, or any phone that uses those AT&T or T-Mobile networks. So when you're looking for a phone service to use with your phone, you want to make sure that it supports one of those 2 carriers. Basically, that the service runs off of those towers. If you're somebody who just wants to, again, place and receive calls, have a nice, easy-to-use interface that doesn't change throughout your usage of the phone. For example, if you know how to make a phone call, then you know how to send a text message. You also know how to get into settings or the color identifier or any of these features that the phone does have. You can also read books with the...
You certainly can. You can listen to music as well. You can also use your voice to activate and utilize a lot of the features on the phone. And we'll be getting into that because that's very exciting.
Yeah, you can find out the weather. You can find out your current location. One kind of cool thing is if you're lost and you want to send your current location to a friend, you can do that. They will receive a text message with your current location and they can come find you. So that's a really nice thing. It also, speaking of safety, has an SOS button that you can press and hold. And if you press and hold that button, it's going to call whatever number you have set up within the SOS button.
Absolutely. You do have to configure it for it to work. And of course, we will be going over that in this tutorial. So this phone is for you if you want an easy, simple interface to use, if you want buttons, if you just want a very simple phone, or if you want a more complex phone with very simple usage. So you can use T9 typing, you can use a cursor cross, and you can use buttons built onto the phone already. If you are newly blind, if you are a veteran who has lost your vision, if you are an older person who is just not sure about this new technology with smartphones, or if you're someone who just could care less about having a smartphone, but who still needs and wants the practicality of having a phone with them at all times, then this could be a fabulous choice of a phone for any of you. So we've talked a little bit about the features of the phone in this section. You can make calls, write texts. You can do things that a blind or low vision person may need to do regularly, like color identification. You can label things and find out what they are with tags. There's a flashlight that you can utilize should you need to. You can read books, listen to music. You can make voice recordings. You can make notes. You can check your mail, all kinds of things. You have the ability to change a lot of display elements, a lot of your voice elements, things like that. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, one of the really exciting things is you can use your voice to utilize a lot of the features on the phone. Now, one more thing before we end this section. It is worth noting that in Europe, there is another blind shell model called the Blind Shell Baroque, and it is more of a smartphone. It has a touch screen on it. That is not what this is. So when we are talking about the Blind Shell in this tutorial, please keep in mind that we are talking about the Blind Shell Classic, which is released in the US, Canada, and all over Europe. In the rest of this tutorial, we're going to be covering in detail the features and functionality of the phone. We're going to orient you to the phone. We're going to show you how to set it up. And we're going to show you, of course, how to make calls and send and receive texts via the phone. We're going to show you some of the more advanced features of the phone. The things that this phone can do, we are going to cover for you. If you are new to our tutorials, you will discover that we teach you starting at the foundational concepts and work our way through to more advanced concepts. We encourage you to follow along with us. Chris and I will be tag teaming this tutorial, and we are really looking forward to sharing with you. If you want to bring your phone and follow along, awesome. Then we can show you as we go. Perhaps you want to listen first and then listen again while utilizing your phone. Or you may be saying, Kim, I don't even own this phone yet. Well, that's great too. This tutorial will be a really good indicator for you as to whether or not you want and need a blind shell phone in your life. So we are very anxious to tell you all about it and show you how it works. And we will be doing more of that in the following sections. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you.
Now that we've oriented you to the phone, the time's come. Let's turn the phone on. So to turn the phone on, locate the back button. And remember, the back button is on the right side. It is under the volume button. So first you have the screen, then you bring your finger down. You've got the volume up button, and you go down one more time, and there's your back button. You go down one more, and you're at 3. So I'm going to go up to the back button, and I'm going to press and hold.
And you hear a vibration.
Yes, you do.
Call 1 of 9.
So what normally happens when you turn on your blind shell phone is that you get that adorable little startup sound, which I want as my ringtone. You then are taken to the main menu, which we will be exploring in a moment or two. However, when you start your phone for the very first time, When you initially take it out of the box and press and hold the back button, you will receive the startup tutorial, and we're going to show you what that is like.
Welcome to Blind Shell Classic. Before you start using the phone, please take a few minutes to familiarize yourself with the phone through an interactive tutorial. This tutorial will teach you how to operate the phone. Pressing any button during the tutorial will provide you with information about its function. Some buttons have two functions depending on whether you short press or long press the button. Once you are done with the training, you can end the tutorial by long pressing the back button and confirming it with the confirm button afterwards. The interactive tutorial starts now. Please press the phone's buttons to find out what their function is.
And if you aren't pressing anything, you'll get...
Press any button to find more about its function. Long press the back button to exit the tutorial.
So I'm going to press up on the cursor cross.
Up button opens a screen with certain information, such as date, time, battery level, or mobile signal strength.
If I press down on the cursor cross?
Down button repeats the last utterance. Long press will spell the last utterance.
If I press the middle of the cursor cross?
Center button used for selecting menu items and confirming actions.
I'm going to press left on the cursor cross.
Left button moves to the previous item in the menu.
I'm going to press right on the cursor cross.
Right button moves to the next item in the menu.
I'm going to press back.
Back button used for going back in the menu, canceling actions and rejecting calls.
And confirm.
Confirm button used for selecting menu items, confirming actions and accepting calls.
I'm going to press volume down.
Volume down button decreases the volume of the phone. Long press starts the voice control or dictation function.
Volume up.
Volume up button increases the volume of the phone. Long press starts the voice control or dictation function.
Star or asterisk?
Asterisk button used for phone number and text input. Long press will lock or unlock the phone keyboard.
Pound or hash?
Hash button used for phone number and text input. Long press in the main menu opens the sound profile settings.
I'll press zero.
Button zero used for phone number and text input. Long press in a menu will trigger the quick dial function. Short press in the menu will select a corresponding menu item.
I'm going to press SOS.
SOS button. Pressing this button for at least 3 seconds will initiate an emergency call to a previously assigned contact.
Now I'm going to go ahead and exit the tutorial, so I'm going to long press the back button.
Do you want to exit the tutorial? Press the confirm key to exit. Press the back key to return to the tutorial.
I'm going to exit with confirm.
You have successfully finished the tutorial. To get the most of your phone, we also recommend you to check our manual, which you can find in the phone's main menu. We hope you will enjoy your new Blind Shell phone. Call 1 of 9.
So that is how the interactive tutorial works. And of course, you could have pressed any of the other buttons that you wanted to move through that tutorial. You will also note that throughout the process of using the phone, your phone will vibrate from time to time. So for instance, when I pressed and held the back button to exit the tutorial, it vibrated. When you turn on the phone, it vibrated. When you lock or unlock your phone by pressing and holding the star key, your phone vibrates. So you learn a little bit by using the interactive tutorial about what you can do to the phone. And I think it also increases your confidence with it because you can press buttons and find out precisely what they do. And if you don't remember all of them, that's okay. You will learn as you go. So let's review a couple of the buttons that were discussed in the interactive tutorial. If you press either volume up or volume down, the volume will change according to which one you press. And you have multiple levels of volume for this phone.
Volume 8.
There are 8 levels of volume control on the phone. So pressing volume down turns the phone down. Pressing volume up turns the phone's volume up. However, if you press or hold either the volume up or volume down button, you will initiate the ability to utilize your voice to do things on the phone. And we will discuss more about that momentarily. We discussed earlier about the back and confirm buttons. The back button is on the right, just under volume up. The confirm button is on the left of the phone, just under volume down. Or you can think of them as being just above 1 and 3, whichever is easier for you. So confirm is above the 1 button and back is above the 3 button. If you press back, it will move you back through various menus. So you can move back and back and back until you get to where you want to go. Back will reject a phone call or back will hang up a phone call when you have finished your phone call. However, if you press and hold the back button, that will turn on your phone from a powered off state. If you press and hold back when your phone is on, it will take you back to the main menu from wherever you are at the time. If you press the confirm button, confirm will confirm an action. Confirm also answers a phone call. It will engage the speakerphone function if you are on a call. And if you press and hold confirm from within the main menu, it will bring up a way to dial a phone number. Let me show you that. So I'm going to press and hold confirm.
Number.
It says number. So now I could dial a number and press either confirm or the center of my cursor cross to dial that number.
And we were talking about pressing and holding buttons. They have alternate functions to them. So if you press and hold one, it's going to initiate the person that you have in one to quick dial. So it's a nice fancy way to, I want to call this person and I want them on speed dial one. So I'm going to put them on speed dial one. So if I press and hold that button, it's going to call that person. And if you don't have anybody on any of these buttons, it will actually prompt you, what do you want to do at the time of trying to use the speed dial or quick dial?
You can refer to it either way. So you have 11 different speed dials. You can press and hold 1 through 9, 0, and of course you can program your SOS button, all as speed dials. If you are just pressing 1 through 9, they will take you to various options in the menus.